From WFIU Public Media and the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations, welcome to the Moment of Indiana History podcast with your host, Dan Skinner.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Visa, offering the Visa Signature Card, featuring concierge services for travel, dining, and entertainment at visasignature.com.
Remembering friends back in Indiana. Persuasion to politics on this moment of Indiana history. Writer Jessamine West was born a Hoosier, but in 1908, at the age of six, she left Vernon, Indiana with her family to resettle in California. Best remembered for her fictional accounts of Midwestern pioneer life, West made a dazzling literary debut in 1945 with The Friendly Persuasion, a collection of stories about a Quaker family in southeastern Indiana whose values are imperiled by the Civil War. West's title refers to the Society of Friends, the formal name of the Quaker faith. The stories emerged from her mother's recollection of Quaker life in Jennings County, recounted over the author's extended convalescence from tuberculosis. Jess Birdwell, the protagonist of The Friendly Persuasion, was modeled after Joshua Milhouse, who happened not only to be the author's great-grandfather, but also Richard Nixon's. Hoping to bolster public favor for his foreign policy in 1970, President Nixon turned to the film made from his second cousin's book, an adaptation that had departed significantly from the book's pacifist themes. The president's staffers contacted network television heads about a nationally coordinated airing of Friendly Persuasion, accompanied by promotional materials emphasizing the president's ancestral connection to the beloved film. After West issued a statement asserting the fictional nature of her work, Nixon's publicity scheme was never launched. Jessamine West passed away in 1984 in Yorba Linda, California, where there is a park named after her. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.